Welcome
Welcome
to
to
Ink
Ink
Enthusiast
Enthusiast Podcast.
Podcast. We're your host,
I'm Wally.
and I'm Lonnie. I am a upcoming PMU medical tattooer and fine line tattooer. I used to be an ex-preschool teacher and certified fitness trainer and business owner. And yeah, now I'm in school basically to learn the tricks of the trade. I'm not just gonna be a tattoo connoisseur anymore. I'm diving a little bit more deep into it. And my husband.
I'm a tattoo artist, professional for 10 years now.
And we just celebrated that.
Yeah, a few days ago,
Yep.
exactly the 15th,
Yeah, the 15.
July 15th. I started in 2015, and yeah, I
Yes.
have now 10 years in this world.
Yeah, of tattooing, of being
Yes.
an artist and a damn good one, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we are your hosts of this podcast. Basically, on this podcast, we're basically just gonna do a little mini introduction so you guys know who we are, what we're about, the reason we're even starting the podcast, and let you guys know basically what to look forward to as far as future episodes and things of that nature. We're gonna try to do at least like one episode a week, pretty much, maybe two. We're not too sure. We'll figure it out. Either way, it'll be something popping every week. Yeah, so basically, let's start like this, baby. Let's do how we met. Let's start that story and then we can go from there.
How we met in a tattoo shop.
So you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir.
So we met each other in the first tattoo shop I was working in Vegas in 2022.
22?
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
22.
when you get your first tattoo.
By you, yeah.
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 22. That was April.
Yeah, it was April. And it was random
April.
too, because I just was looking. What?
No, April. No.
No?
No,
What?
like August.
Oh, August. I don't even remember the dates
Me neither.
anymore. It's kind of, I know I put like, oh, I saved in my phone like the time we became boyfriend and girlfriend on my phone. I saved that date, but other than the other dates, I don't know.
No, that was the first tattoo you
Right.
get.
Yeah.
But we don't talk anymore.
Yeah, so basically I remember like randomly I was like, "Oh man, I want a new tattoo." I was in Vegas. I came from LA, blah blah blah, long story short. And so I was having a rough day. I don't even remember like what the rough day was, but I remember I was feeling a little bit like, some ink therapy type vibe. And so I was looking like at a tattoo shop that was close to where where I was living in the north at that time. And then that shop popped up. I won't say the name, obviously. We don't need to say that, but I went, to that tattoo shop, and then that's when
Yeah.
I walked in and you made a beeline my way. And then you crushed my dreams, remember? You fucking crushed my dreams. I remember that. Remember I wanted that peace, it's
The
like a
peace
peace
sign
sign tattoo.
with a million flowers.
Yeah, but it was so pretty and so cute. And it was a
Yes.
peace sign filled with like colorful flowers. And this guy was looking at me like I was on the stuff. Like, no, you're not
What
getting
are you
that.
smoking,
Yeah.
lady?
Like, no, I'm not doing that shit right now. So anyways, that dream was crushed, and I had another tattoo idea, because when you're into tattoos and you get tattoos, low key, you have an idea or you have a fucking list of tattoos that you want to get, And I'm that person because, I'm a tattoo connoisseur and whatnot. So I had a list and I was like, oh, I have another tattoo I can get that maybe he won't think is insane. So I showed him that and we went with that, which was the lotus flower with the angel numbers inside of the leaves. So yeah, so I got that. And I remember, like, did my mom and my aunt get a tattoo after that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then my mom and my aunt, so whatever, he did my tattoo. I dipped out, tipped this man. And then I dipped out, and he ends up, my aunt was like, oh, I like it. Like, who did you go to? And I told her, same with my mom. They showed up on a day I wasn't even involved. They just went and did their own shit. And they got a tattoo by him. And then,
Both
yeah, you they
they
both
asked.
did. And it was some drama that day too with your old weird. Are you looking like that?
No, that
I'm
was
not gonna say
later. That
names.
was later.
Oh, that was later. That wasn't the first
That
one.
was like the fourth time.
Damn, I need vitamins. I don't remember shit. Dang, that's kind of
So
sad.
they show up
Maybe you should tell the story.
the first day, your mom and your auntie,
Yes.
and they're like, oh, we came here. We're trying to get started by Wally because
Yeah.
my niece blah blah
Right.
recommend this place and the guy, and I'm like, oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. I'm him.
Yeah. So they get, well, I tattoo your auntie first,
Yeah, I think you said
auntie,
that. Yeah.
yeah, and then your mom.
Yeah, And Daryl was there too, huh?
Yeah, he was on the couch waiting. He
Chilling.
was in his best behavior.
Yeah.
And then they came again, and then again, and the fourth time.
Damn, it was four times.
Yeah, like
Oh
three,
man,
or the third.
I'm in another world.
Well, the last time, I had your auntie coming at 12, and I booked another person at the same day at the same
Oh
time.
shit, no. I think
So
yeah,
the
you
owner
told me
start
that.
tripping. And is like, oh, you still one of my customer. I'm gonna steal one of yours. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna help that lady.
No, that's my auntie and she didn't come for you. Sorry, sir. Like
Yeah,
he
she don't want it, but he's
yeah.
like, he end up like.
Yeah, 'cause see, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that 'cause I remember I was at my mom's house and my aunt was there and she was like, "Yeah, it was weird. Like this guy was like making a big deal about doing my
Yeah.
tattoo and I came, for Wally, that's who I came for, that's who I know, that's who I been getting tattoos by." But he was like they were saying like he was super aggressive and insistent on it, and it was like it made such a
Because he was
weird
in the stuff.
see, yeah. And like he made it such a weird vibe where it's like you're pressuring people into getting something by you, and it's like I don't even really want you doing my tattoo. And then when people make like a huge deal and are that aggressive, you're like, I don't even want you to tattoo me. You're so extra. Like I'm not even here for you, So that was a weird vibe. But anyways, that shit happened.
Yeah, that was the last time she showed up.
Yeah, because she's like drama. When are you moving to a new shop? I don't want to go there anymore.
Yeah,
It's crazy.
so I quit that shop in the 2023
Yeah.
in April. Yeah, I stayed there for exact like 1 year.
Yeah, and you dipped out.
Yeah, and then I moved to another one, and we were starting there. Like we had like a month open,
Oh yeah, the other shop, the new shop.
like
Yeah.
a month and like a month and a week since
Yeah.
the grand opening.
Right.
So you had me on Instagram, but we never talk.
Yeah. I added you, right? From the
Yeah,
first time?
yeah.
Yeah, I added you. And then, oh yeah, you were shady. You didn't
Shady. I didn't follow you.
even follow me back. I'm
Yeah.
like, who does this guy think he is? He's not following me back. Like, psh, whatever. And then so when you finally you
I don't follow back my customers.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I'm a different customer. But anyways, yeah, I know you don't follow your customers back, but you end up following me back because it was some weird alignment shit that we have going on. So somebody told you like follow her back. That's gonna be your wife one day. You just don't know. Just do what I say. So you did because you're so smart, babe. And
So you text me one day at like 10,
I think
9,
so.
10
That's when
in the
I,
morning.
yeah, because I was in the garage with Daryl and his son, and we were talking about like, oh, because I was like, I'm gonna get a tattoo today, like I
Yeah, and
was
you
having,
called the old place. And he said,
yes,
no, he's not here
and he was
anymore.
trying to get me to come into the shop because he's like, yeah, what you want to get? Like I
I
can
can
do
do
it for
it.
you, and I'm like, oh, I want to get this, blah blah blah. And I was telling him the idea that I showed up with you, and yeah, he was like, yeah, I'll do it for you, blah, 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 like yada, yada, this, that, and the third. And I was like, thinking, didn't I ask him about you? Like, was Wally still there? I think I asked him and he said,
Yeah.
you don't work there no more. And so I was like, I hung up the
He
phone.
said something about he fired me or something like that.
I don't know what he said. I don't remember. I wasn't even paying attention to him, to be honest. I'm like, you're not who I'm looking for. So, blah, 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 whatever. And so I remember like hanging up and I told him I was gonna go there. I'm like, yeah, I'll show up, like, whatever. Do you have time? I think at like 12 or 1. He's like, absolutely. Yeah, come on in, blah, blah, blah. And I hung up the phone and I'm like, yeah, but I don't want him. I don't want to go to you. So I remember I was like, oh, I had added you on Instagram. And so I messaged you like, oh, you know, like I want to get a tattoo. Like, are you available? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm available. And I think we talked about time real quick. And then you're
Like
like,
12 something.
yeah, or something like that. And then I remember you were like, you know, you can come on through. You told me the new shop address that you were at. And I was like, oh, it's a little bit far, but fuck it. Let's just do it, whatever. So I went and got the tattoo by you. And that
I was
time,
busy, remember?
were you?
I
Oh,
was
yeah, you made
finishing
me
one
wait.
customer.
Yeah, I remember.
Make you wait for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you did make me wait. Because you were like, when I came back, you were like, didn't I leave and come back? Look at me, I don't know shit.
I don't know if you get some drink and then you come back to wait.
I think. Or
And then like 30
something.
minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm done. I just have to clean and
Yeah. So I was waiting for you on the couch. And then you came over. We talked about my design, the lettering, blah, blah, blah.
then
And.
you show me that you draw some palm trees.
Oh yeah, because I was trying to show you my deal that I wanted that like, you know, LA palm tree vibe, and I'm not a good drawer, so it looked pretty shitty. You were laughing at me. But anyways, so you did the tattoo and we were like actually chatting this time because the first time around we didn't really talk
Yeah.
too much at all, just about the tattoo and I left. But yeah, we were chatting that time like way more. And then I remember I left and I messaged you on Instagram. What did I say? Like, I think I said like thank you or something. I
Yeah, and
don't
we start
know.
like talking more,
Yeah.
texting back and forth.
Yeah, and then kind of like from there, we were like talking every fucking day, like all day. In
Yeah.
between your clients, in between my clients, like it was crazy. So yeah.
And then we start dating.
Yeah, started dating. We started going on a bunch of dates pretty much like every day.
You go home, you meet my family.
Yeah, we were hanging out. We were going on dates even with your brother, remember? We went to Dave and
Yeah.
Buster's. That was so much fun though with your brother there too. And I cooked for you guys. Yeah, it was a whole thing. So yeah, basically we dated and then a little bit after that we moved in with each other.
And then we get married.
And then we got married and then we haven't been away since the first day. So yeah, that's a little bit of our story.
That's a little of our story.
Yes. Yeah. So that's basically how we met and where we are now. Now, obviously, we're married now, and obviously, we live together. No shit, right? And yeah, so basically, what we're gonna be talking about on the podcast pretty much is like a little bit of everything, right? Like, we're gonna talk about like perspective, like married wise, like being married to a tattoo artist, like the journey and the difficulties, pros, cons, whatever you wanna call them, of that situation, because there's a lot there to unpack. It's not just like rainbows and ponies and shit.
No, hell no.
It's,
Pros and cons.
yeah, pros and cons.
Cons and pros.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack, and we're gonna get all into the Kool-Aid. And yeah, we're gonna be talking about like everything. There's so much shit to talk about here for this podcast, like shop shit, like you know, lovely customers who always ask for deals and discounts, and oh, I got this done in the basement for $50. Why can't you do it for $50? And I'm asking you for a whole fucking back piece.
Can you
Like,
do this for less than a minimum?
yeah, like crazy shit. Like, some of you guys is crazy. I'm like, do you understand? Like, this is how people pay their bills. We can't always do deals and discounts, you know? Even as a trainer, you can't always give deals and discounts, you know? Like, I gotta eat too, you know? Like, you people need to understand that. Like, it's the craft, it's the experience, it's the time. It's me with my body shrimp, like a fucking shrimp for hours and my neck stiff. You know, you're paying for a lot more than just the tattoo. Like, color is more, that has to be more packed into the skin than just black and white. Like, there's a lot of reasons why. And we'll talk about that too. I don't want to spill all the tea, but
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
yeah. What else are we
Like
gonna talk about? Yeah.
personal stuff,
Personal
being
stuff.
married in this
Yeah.
business.
We're gonna talk about even some other adventures that we have coming up, as far as like we're starting a cafe that's like more so inked inspired. So that's gonna be super cool for people who are like into this, whether you're, you know, a shop owner, a tattoo artist, or you're just a person who likes, you know, tattoos,
We're gonna
or
have
for,
some guests.
yeah, or, you know, for anybody who's into, you know, tattoos, or for anybody. It doesn't have to be you into tattoos, you know. But we're going to share about that. We have some brand stuff that we're trying to do. We're going to be sharing about those things.
We're gonna share some tips for people who wanna, they're starting, or
Yes.
they wanna jump into this world.
Yes, exactly. Some tips, some advice, some point of views on a bunch of different shit, on like shit from like you wanting to be a tattoo artist, you wanting to even be something else that I can contribute to too. If you want to be a PMU artist, if you want to be a medical tattooer, I can share some things on that as well. We were even thinking of having like you guys, like, you know, you can write in on, you know, the email that we give or the Instagram and share some stories if you want us to read those out loud to give like our point of view or our advice,
Advice
whatever, you know.
or
We're
respond questions.
exactly, we're gonna definitely do like all of that. We're definitely just gonna touch on everything. It's just this podcast really is just like everything tattoo, and I think it's super cool because it's a good point of view from like a man and a woman, a seasoned pro, a new person that's coming into a different career from something totally different, but also two people that just genuinely love tattoos and have a respect for the art and the culture and the vibes and all the stuff, you know. We are pretty tattooed individuals. Even before I met him, I had my own tattoos. Of course, now he does like all my tattoos
Now
now.
you're blast.
Yeah, now I'm more blasted than I've ever been,
That's
but
your before and after. Before me,
yeah, and after,
after me.
well, there's no after you, there's just you. But yeah, that's the point. Like, yeah, you do all my tattoos now. You help me create and, you know, design everything and even ideas that I have and, you know, stuff like that. And then, babe, you say you're when I hit the point of tattooing on skin, you're my first victim. Okay? Not my
Okay.
mom, you.
Okay.
My mom next.
Don't fuck up.
I know, I won't. Even my other friend too, she's like, just to let you know I'm here. I'm like, I got you. I got you. But yeah, so this podcast is gonna be super cool. I think if you're just interested in tattoos and this is a good community to hop in, hop on. While it's new and upcoming, we're building. Obviously, we're starting from ground 0000. So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys can leave comments. People can like say something about like people who really know me since I started in this world, because there's a lot of people over there following us and stuff. And they know me when I start tattooing in my room with nothing from scratch. And they can see me now like doing in like a super professional way, and they can say something, leave comments,
Yeah, because they've seen you from
whatever.
like the beginning until you're super expertise
Like
now.
they know my journey from
Yes.
nothing to 0 to 100.
Yeah. And I've seen a little bit of your journey too on those legs over there.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I see the start there. You show me some stuff you did on yourself when you first started.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how I'm gonna be too. I wanna do something on myself. I have to regulate my pain, but I think that's pretty cool to regulate your pain and tattoo on yourself. That's badass, if you ask me. That's pretty cool. Because the pain in itself, you have to like get your shit together, you know, especially depending on the area. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the laser is it's not like not as bad as you think.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, that's probably true. And also, I think my pain tolerance is pretty good. I mean, everybody's different, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Some people cry about some shit on the arm, and it's like, if you can't get something on your arm,
Or
let's.
some people think that, like me, the lines are more like painful, or
Yes.
the shading. Some people say the shading because you have to like
Yeah, what do I
pass more
say?
times over the same spot, or the lines. That is
What do I say, bro?
shading.
Shading, fuck me up.
Yeah.
Like I
Everybody
could.
is different.
That's the thing that's so weird. Even like the guy that I was talking to recently when I was out getting balloons for your 10-year celebration thing, the guy, I gave him your card and everything because he's like, yeah, I want to get something from, you know, basically covering my whole entire back from the basically neck all the way down. And he's like, it's my first tattoo. Like, how do you think? Like, and I'm like, it just depends. I can't really say. It's just something you have to experience and you go from there.
Yeah.
Because some people are super sensitive in certain areas, and some people it's like no biggie, you know? So, but yeah, so this podcast, basically, we're not gonna go into too much on the first podcast. This is just kind of like an intro for you guys to kind of get to know us, get to know our personality, see if you vibe with it or not, you know? If you do, awesome. If you don't, awesome. You know, like it is what it is. Not everything's for everybody, and that's perfectly fine. But yeah, this is what it is over this way. And do you want to do like a little Q&A on here?
Yes.
And then we can at the end of that like give them some places they can send in their questions, comments, concerns,
Yeah, we're gonna
stories.
start like a dynamic with our public
Yeah, to create a community.
that
Yeah, for sure.
with respect, obviously.
Yes, definitely.
Haters, we don't want haters,
Nah, we
and
don't.
like people who is like using fake accounts to say some bullshit like that. People are like, we don't need that.
Yeah, that's not what we're on over here. We're like just on a good time, you know?
Yeah.
If you're here for a good
Good
time,
vibes and respect. Yeah, of
yes,
course.
then come.
Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome here. You're welcome to join. If you're on that bullshit, keep
Nah.
your ass over there. I'm like, we don't
Keep
need
it for
that.
yourself and you.
Yeah, we're not into the weirdos. So, with that being said, we'll give where you guys can send like your stories, or if you have some advice you'd like us to read on like another episode, we'll give that so you guys can do that too. Like you said, so we can start building a community here of people that are amazing and awesome. And yeah, let's start a little questionnaire. So we can, let's see. Do you want to just think of some random question you can ask me and I can ask you?
What was your first tattoo, or the most painful one,
Yeah,
or your
whatever.
latest one?
Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever.
that's the question.
Yeah, those little
Okay.
rinky dinks. Yeah. So you want to go first? Have you thought of something or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go first.
What's your most painful one?
Oh, that's a good one. Look at you with your questions. I think
I know
yeah,
which one.
you do. What if
Yeah.
I say something that you don't think? Oh yeah, okay.
You don't remember because you don't see it, like
Yeah, I
it's not
was,
visible.
yeah. Okay, so let me tell you about one of my little punk ass moments. And I mean, it's not really punk ass because low key, if somebody else was getting this tattoo where I got it, you would be acting like a little jerk too, to be
I
honest.
was
Like,
laughing.
yeah, well, you're a little crazy. Wait, a little psycho, babe. But yeah, so I got two hearts on my chest area. I'm not gonna say the area because, you know, we're unfiltered here and we're a little bit crazy and we don't want to get too crazy on the first episode, you know, we're a little unhinged this way. But I got you guys can figure out what I'm saying based on what I'm saying, right? You can put the pieces together. But
That's
that's it.
like when some ladies put the piercings there.
Oh yeah. So
There.
basically on your chest where you can get a piercing, that's where I have two heart tattoos on my chest. And let me tell you, when I say that shit hurts so fucking bad, you barely started. You were like, and I was like, oh my fucking goodness. Why did I do this? Why did I think this was cute and a fucking good idea? That's crazy. Like, that shit hurts so bad. And I'm pretty, like, tough skin. I have, like, a super high pain tolerance, low key, because I have shit all over my neck and I was fine pretty much until you sprayed Bactine and tried to kill me.
But
That
that's numbing, that helps
that
you.
shit was like, I don't know what it is. I can get shit like on my neck and this and that, but when you fucking wipe with that godforsaken napkin, dry napkin chronicles, and the Bactine, that's when the tears came because I was like, I was doing so good. It was fine, you know, the tattoo on my neck, not a big deal. It really wasn't for me personally. You sprayed that Bactine and the floodgates was open. I was crying like somebody did something to me, like somebody slapped the shit out of me. It was pretty bad. But anyways, to answer your question,
But we
that,
complete the mission, we finish.
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
That
did.
that's the thing.
Because I was
Cause
ready
some
to.
people quit and then and halfway done they're like, no,
Yeah, I
I
didn't
don't wanna
wanna.
finish because it's been too painful, blah blah blah.
Yeah, I didn't wanna be, excuse my French for anybody who has tapped out on a tattoo. It's nothing personal, but I didn't wanna be a little bitch. I'm just keeping it 100. Like, I didn't wanna be a bitch, but low key, I was ready to tap out. I was ready to tell you stop. Like, please, sir, stop. We don't need to do any more. Like, that's enough. I don't care if I have like half a heart on each. I'm cool, you know? But anyways, I finished the tattoo. It hurt like hell. I did sob like a baby. But at least it's with my husband and we're in the house, so you know it's okay. But I did sob like a damn baby. That shit was crazy.
But
So
we finished, we
we
did
did.
it.
We did. And it looks super cool. But that was my most painful tattoo by far.
Okay.
Everything else I could deal and I've gotten through it. But that was crazy. I was like, why did I do this? This is
You
crazy.
have your neck.
Yeah, I have my neck, legs, back of my legs. I have my back, I have my chest,
You have a
arms.
blackout.
I have a blackout, yeah. So yeah, that was crazy. Okay, my question for you. What's your next tattoo, my guy?
Next,
Yeah, what's your next tattoo?
tattoo.
Because
I'm thinking and
I think I know.
feeling my legs.
Feeling your legs, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like, do you have an idea of like what you want to get?
Yeah, but I don't
You
wanna
don't want to expose it?
say it.
All right, we'll save that.
What if
Okay.
this one goes with the like LA shit?
Yeah, I know exactly what it
Yeah,
is.
you know.
Yeah. Okay. You want to ask me another question? Or should I ask you another
What's your
question?
next one?
What's my next tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know the answer to this. We were just talking about this morning. My next tattoo, I'm trying to basically feel my, this is like your calf.
Your chin?
Like all this, like the
Like
bottom,
chin, like
your
the
shin down, right?
yeah.
Yeah.
Like close to your knee.
Yeah, so basically like the shin down, I want like those covered like completely. Like you can't even see the skin basically. I have some stuff on it. We have our like matching tattoo on one leg. Well, we have two matching tattoos actually. And
Yeah.
then I have, because I used to dance back in the day, I have some
We
ballet and
have
some.
three. We have three. The 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but I mean on
That's
my
not the
leg.
same, but it's
Yeah, I'm just talking about my leg though.
oh.
And I have some dancing stuff on my leg. But yeah, I want to get the phoenix. Basically like rising from the ashes with the smoke and the flames and all that shit. I
Yeah.
want that like in the
That's
front.
gonna be sick.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be fire. And just some black and white, no color. I'm not really into color, to be honest. I have a little bit of color, but I'm over the color, to be honest.
Delete it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Laser.
Yeah, so that's my next idea that I won that we already talked about.
That's cool.
Yeah. So my question to you is, what tattoo on you hurt the most? I know you're a little crazy, so your pain tolerance is different.
The ribs.
The ribs?
Yeah.
Oh, the one on the side, your
Yeah,
last
the
name?
big one, my last
Yeah.
name.
Yeah.
'Cause the guy was like heavy hand.
Yeah. It's digging in your
Yeah,
skin.
and he was using those the coil ones, the old ones.
Oh.
That shit hit like.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
Dang.
And he started from here, from my Since he started, I was like, oh, this shit is
Crazy.
crazy. And then at the end, the bee here close to my armpit,
Yeah.
I feel the pain inside of my armpit.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
You know what's crazy too? Like when you're getting a tattoo in one area and it make the nerve in another part of your body like
You
tick.
feel the pain in another
That
spot.
shit is wild to me. Like I'm trying to control one leg while you're doing another leg. That's weird. I'm like, what the hell is going on
Everything is
here?
connected.
Yeah, literally. No, that does let you know how much it is connected. Because that shit is crazy. So that one is your
Yeah,
most.
ribs.
Yeah.
I don't recommend people get the first tattoo and the
Oh,
ribs.
hell no. And I don't. And another thing I don't recommend is if you can get an arm tattoo, please, please spare us. Spare
Yeah,
us with trying to
don't get
be.
nothing in your collarbone,
No.
neck,
Neck.
ribs.
I love people that are very like I can't think of the word right now. I'm not gonna sit and think about it, but like very adventurous people who are like, oh yeah, my first tattoo is gonna be on my neck, my first tattoo is gonna be underneath my chin, some crazy ass shit. I'm like, you need to test yourself on your arm. If you can't sit there for an arm tattoo, honey, no. I'm sorry, but no. Like you're gonna be flipping your shit. Unless you just happen to have a great plain pain tolerance, then that's one thing I guess. But I think that's super ambitious to be like my first tattoo, I'm gonna go hard for the neck. Like what you have on your neck, nah, that's crazy. You were laughing. You're crazy.
No spray, no numbing, nothing.
Just giggles, just laughing.
Like the last two letters, we use a little bit of the spray.
I would
But that
hope you
shit burn.
did. Yeah, that's crazy.
That needle feels better.
Yeah, that's crazy they say that. It is a little bit of ink therapy, but at the same time, I'm like, are we all a little crazy for getting tattoos, to be honest? Are we
It's an
all a little?
addiction.
Yeah, no, for sure,
It's
it's
like
a fucking
drugs.
addiction. Yeah, no, it definitely is. Because since I got this first one, which is I want to cover because it's really cliche and stuff, but ever since this four little nautical stars on my arm, I haven't stopped since. You think you were gonna get one, or you think like, oh, the pain was like a little weird, or if it hurt you, and then as soon as it heals, you get over that shit, and you're like, what do I want next? What can I get? What do I want to have on me next? It's like a real thing. But I guess there are worse things to be
You're
addicted
not even
to.
done with that one, and you're thinking in the next one.
Yeah, for real. It definitely is an addiction. But is there are worse things to be addicted to, so fuck it. Who cares? You know, there are worse things in life. So yeah, you want to ask me anything else, or do you want to wrap it on top?
Yeah, I think we have to leave a little bit more for the next
Oh
episode.
yeah, that's true. Cause I could get to yapping right now
Yeah.
and mess these people's ears up. They're gonna be like, "Oh my God, she doesn't shut up."
But the thing is that when you're like super into that in the podcast, and then like when they say it's done, you're like, oh, it's no more. And you're
Yeah.
like listening that podcast for like 2 hours, and then when they say like, okay, it's time to say goodbye, you're like, oh, it's no more.
Yeah, no, that's what podcasts you really fuck with. Like, I have a podcast that I listen to too every now and then. And when it's like heading towards, like, I can tell she's gonna be like, okay, well, blah, 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 her little ending and everything. It's like, oh, damn, it's over. Like, there's some good gems
Yeah,
you got in here for me, you know?
when you're super like into that, you wanna just play,
Yeah.
listen. for hours.
Yeah. Sometimes I even feel like I want to save up a podcast or two from the podcast that I actually listen to and enjoy. So then you can just listen like continuously and you don't feel like it's over so quick.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand that. So yeah, guys, so that's gonna basically be the first podcast. Like I said, we will be diving into a plethora of like a lot of topics, a lot of different things.
We're gonna post some pictures in the podcast,
Yes, yeah, we're gonna post
a little short video.
we're gonna post quite a few things on the Instagram. I don't think we're gonna do like the TikTok, the this, the that. It's just too much, and we're not really into social media like that to be like 1,000. So we will have the Instagram, obviously the podcast, and I think that's gonna be it where it stops as far as socials for this podcast. But the podcast will be Inked Enthusiast Podcast on Instagram. So it's just, the name of the podcast is very simple to find. We will be on the Apple, Spotify, and we're even going to transfer it at some point to YouTube as well. So just kind of be out on the lookout for that when it happens. We'll
This is the
probably,
very beginning.
yeah, it's the very beginning. We'll remind you of certain things that is necessary. And on the Instagram, you can always send your questions, comments, concerns, stories there. We both check the Instagram. We both have privy to the Instagram. So he sees everything, I see everything. So feel free to do that. And like I said, just stay tuned for the upcoming episodes. Like I said, we're talking about everything tattoo. So it's just a little bit of everything. His perspective, my perspective, advice.
Personal, not personal.
Yeah, personal enough where it's like we're super private people, so we're gonna divulge some info, but not like too much Kool-Aid, as you will. So yeah, so stick around, you guys. This is the first episode. We have a lot more to come, and thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. You can,
And we hope you guys still like listening the next ones
yeah, for
episodes.
sure. Like, yeah, stick around for the next episode. Like I said, this is the first one, so this is just getting our feet wet into the whole shebang. So stick around for the shit that we're gonna get into, the things that we're gonna talk about. Like I said, over this way, we're gonna be super unfiltered. This is not a super professional, like, tight ass like podcast. This is like
Yeah.
fun. This is like, just chatting and chopping it up, if you will. So it's gonna be
Nice
that.
conversation.
Yeah, it's gonna be that kind of vibe. So if you're into that, if you fuck with the tattoo vibes, whether you have some, you want some, you just like to look at them,
You want to start,
whatever.
or you start with little something?
Yeah, shop
Everybody's
owners.
welcome.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Like, oh, this is the other thing I want to say before we get on out of here. We're gonna have a few guests here and there. Guests are not gonna be like a weekly, every episode thing. But every now and then we will have some guests. We do tend to know like a lot of people who do tattoos, who own shops, who sell tattoo supplies, just customers, things like that. So we will have that as well. If you guys are interested in that portion of our podcast, that'll be there also. Anything else you want to say?
No, just that.
No,
I
that's it.
want to say that, but you say it
Oh,
first.
yay.
Yeah, we're gonna have some guests as
Yeah.
well. Not every week, but we're gonna have some new guest
Yeah.
people. So we're gonna have more chats, different perspectives, point of views. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So stick around for the shenanigans, the foolery, whatever you want to call it. And we will be back every week. We will let you guys know exactly what day we decide,
We're
but
gonna post it.
yeah, we'll post it on the Instagram. So just kind of, be looking out for the Instagram if you give a fuck about this shit and what we're doing. And we will let you know that. But there will be an episode every week. So this will be for this week. We'll start working on next week, this week for us. But for you guys, you'll get it next week. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. So thank you for tuning in. And you can watch us when you're cleaning the house, when you're tattooing somebody and you have your
Driving.
AirPods in, you're driving, working out, getting snatched, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you're doing where you have the time, You can take a listen to us, and we
Thanks
will.
for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Once again, the Instagram is Inked Enthusiast Podcast. So whatever you want to do over there, that's where we're going to be at. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, guys.